Steelers.
It's Sheen Mirren 3, Morton 1, goals from Lauren Shankland, Callum Gallagher and Stephen Marlin shield the 3 points. They're only a point behind Morton now, and the chase is well and truly on. Sheen Mirren won't let Morton finish above them, hopefully, since the first time since 1998. And as things stand, the game's finished here. It's 2-2 at Alloa, and that means, as things stand, Sheen Mirren are into sixth position, 2 points clear of Queen of the South in seventh, and a point behind Morton in fifth.
Yeah.
Sum it all up, Colette.
Oh, well, this isn't even, no word of a lie, the sun is absolutely blinding me right now. The sun came right out of that final whistle. It's absolutely great. You know, that's what it's all about, bragging rights. It is the big prize at the end of this season, you know. I think the huge thing to remember is, if Morton had won today, it would be the first time, that they finished above St Mirren in the league. They were never going to let that happen, you know. Not if Alex Rowe and the players had anything to say about it. Three fantastic goals from the team today, you know. They did so well to just get straight back in it after the goal from Denny Johnson to equalise. First half was a wee bit quiet as soon as the goal came in. It just totally calmed down. Second half, but absolutely incredible derby. Like I say, only showing time this weekend, Dylan. Total brilliant. Fabulous game for me to make my commentary debut on.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic game here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. As the players now just walk off the park to the adulation of the St Mirren crowd here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium.
Should get me on commentary every week if that's how they play.
Absolutely. St Mirren 3, Morton 1. We'll just pass you over to Lewis McKenzie in the studio.
Well, thanks very much, guys. And I just want to ask your thoughts on the game. I mean, it was a big win for St Mirren today, and you know, to do it so emphatically as well. I'm sure Alex Ray will be delighted with that, and we'll obviously be waiting to hear his comments.
Sorry, my earphones actually didn't catch that.
I'm just talking about you know, how big a win it is for St Mirren today, and obviously we'll be waiting to hear from Alex Ray in the studio shortly. But what a great win for them, and to do it so emphatically as well.
Yeah, sorry, I just didn't catch the name, Lewis. No, yeah, as you say, absolutely incredible. To have a goal so late on as well, just to give it that wee extra lift, you know. I think it was Ellen Truly Field, but when you see a game like this, and it's just kind of almost just seeing it out, to just give that wee boost at the end, it's always a bonus. Fantastic play, you know, like I was saying to Dylan, I don't think I can really actually fault any of the players today. I really was really, really impressed by the attacking format, and I'm really, really... I'm really, really excited for next season now. I know there's two games left, but that is absolutely incredible. It's all about the bragging rights. It's all about the having the better head-to-head overall. You know, that's the four games done. They're over. St Mirren have well and truly came out the better of the two sides in that.
And you're talking about the man of the match there as well. You gave it to Jason Naismith. It must be great to see him coming back and doing so well. And perhaps, I mean, were you surprised at all to see him do it as well as he did today?
I don't know. Do you know, I wouldn't actually, I think I kind of alluded to that a couple of minutes ago. I wouldn't actually say I was surprised to do him well. I think I kind of went around saying that the wrong way. No, I know exactly what he's capable of. Everyone around the stadium can speak so highly of him. I was more surprised that he was on for the 90 minutes than I was more surprised to see him start. Honestly, when we were hearing the talk about him being back involved this weekend, I thought, okay, right, great, he can come on for half an hour maybe or so and have him... a great welcome, a great return, and hopefully make an impact. But no, absolutely fantastic. You know, like I said, I was actually struggling a wee bit to get a player of the match, but yeah, my heart, I'll be a softie, I'll be sentimental today. My heart is definitely giving that to Jason Naismith. You know, comes on, even get booking, like, he just had a cracking derby today. He did really, really well. I wasn't necessarily surprised by his performance, but surprised at the length of his performance.
And all three goals were all very well finished, but could you pick a favourite out of that?
Oh, yeah, Gallagher and Malin's goals were really, really good, you know, fairly close range, but yeah, Shankland, it's got to be just, it keeps on, he's a bit like the gift that keeps on giving once he's on form. I think it would be massive for St Mirren if they could get him for another season from Aberdeen for next year, for pushing on for playoffs next season. Just, you pick it out, it's just, it's incredible what he's capable of, you know. I remember the Livingston game when I was standing in the tunnel with you when you were interviewing Alex Ray in the post-match show, and he's saying if that was in the English league or the league, you'd be playing them for days on end. And it's true, you know, it's not even an exaggeration. He is so capable and he's so young, and it's so exciting to see where he's going to go in the future.
And when that Morton goal went in, were you worried at all about how the game might change, or did you think that Stamina were always going to see out the victory?
I think personally, Lewis, you know, when they scored, it reminded me of when Queen of the South got back into the game, and you know, St Mirren went straight out of the park and made it 2-1. And you know, I think there's always that fear in a derby, you know, when the other side gets you know, the goal and there was a flare going off, and they were up and they were got the lift that they needed, and it was a great goal, and basically. For them, it was a very well taken goal, but it was great for, you know, Gallagher just to slot that into the corner, and you know, put St Mirren back ahead.
And you know, the unbeaten derby record continues for St Mirren. It's a tremendous record where they've not lost to Morton in a very long time now, and it continues today. They've really made themselves a fortress really in these games, and especially here in Paisley.
17 years, my goodness me, it's 10th of April 1999, as you know, Stephen Barker alluded to half one this afternoon. It was this century. I mean that's incredible. You know, we're here in 2016 now, and you know, Morton, you know, they have been separated through leagues, and I mean, that has to be said, but when they have played each other, and you know, they've had four goals at it this season, Morton, and they've not managed to you know, get that monkey off their back, and that will be a monkey, and you know, one day of course that streak will come to an end. And that's, you know, that will happen. But for now, St Mirren are just enjoying it. 17 years of being not beaten by their rivals. Can you imagine that if it was in any league? Can you imagine Barcelona going 17 years without Real Madrid beating them? Not comparing the El Clásico to the Renfrewshire Derby, but by all means, the Renfrewshire Derby is bigger.
I think, like, so as Dalen says, but like the use of the word century, and you know, I think it's a black and white army. They've got it counted down to the days or something. For it being kind of a hidden derby, it is still such a big deal to the fans.
Yeah, and you know, obviously you could see that with the supporters today. You know, there were obviously, it's a great atmosphere on the ground today, and it was a very end-to-end game, and it just seemed like one of those kind of very classic derbies today. A lot of end-to-end action, and you know, a great atmosphere on the ground as well.
Yeah, definitely. I would probably actually even say it's been my favourite game of the season so far. I mean, not that it's taken till the third last game of the season to be my favourite one, but. Yeah, just so much to talk about. I know we said the first half cooled down a bit, and not as busy as it had been before the goal. But yeah, no, just it's just fantastic, and we're seeing some of the youths and some of the kids, and they're singing and dancing. You're thinking, oh, hopefully we can get another 17 years for them.
That's these kids haven't even seen Morton beat St Mirren in their lifetimes. That is incredible. Then St Mirren have had, you know, managed to keep that going, and they've had four goals this season, Morton, and it's just not been the case. You know, they've been really weak at Capital, Morton. Their best performances against St Mirren have came here in Paisley, and whatever it is about the stadium, they must like playing here, but it's one draw and another defeat, and you know, the black and white army, and they've, as Colette alluded to, they've got that, has Morton won yet, and then the days, and that keeps continuing on, and if you're a Morton fan, that must be incredibly difficult to deal with, but for a St Mirren fan, you're going home happy tonight, a few beers will be shank in celebration, and good for them.
And the supporters club behind us.
Absolutely, that supporters club will be bouncing behind us.
Yeah, they'll get full use of it, I'm sure, tonight. What better occasion really to go and enjoy a drink? But certainly one thing's for sure, I mean, obviously we're waiting on Alex Ray at the moment. I'm sure we'll hear from him very soon.
Well, we've actually just spotted James Hunter with Alex Ray. I think Alex Ray's just going to have a quick word. He's actually just going to jump in for a picture with these children that are part of the, I think it's part of the youth set up. So he's just going to jump in for a quick picture, Lewis, and then he's going to have a little word with James Hunter in just about 2 seconds time. So he's just posing for his picture, but James is just waiting patiently, and he'll ask the questions, and he's just going walking over to him just now. He's got a man, he's got a spring in his step.
Smile on his face.
A big smile on his face. He's just catching a word with a few other people. And he's James.
I think he's lost James.
And we're just going to cross over now to James Hunter with Alex Ray.
I'm joined on the touchline now by manager Alex Ray. Alex, sum up your feelings after that. Can't be anything much better than a derby one.
No, it was more relief than anything else. It was a bit too open for my liking, and but I asked the boys at half time. I didn't think we really competed the way I would expect them to in a derby at half time. But you have to say, in the second half, they were really dogged. They thought they responded again well to losing a goal, which was a cheap goal really for us, having the ball deep in their half. So, but you know, it's really important. You can actually see what it means to the fans afterwards as well. We're trying our best here to kind of try and make this a difficult place to come. You know, Jim Duffy's done a terrific job there at Morton, and we're obviously trying to kind of catch them. But it's great to be involved with, you know, the passion that was here today. It was really good. I'm really pleased for the boys. It was hard fought.
How did the players feel after a win like this?
Oh, well, listen, having played in a derby, it means the world to you, you know, and they're all in there kind of obviously jubilant, and rightly so, you know, because I've been there already a few derby defeats over the years, and it's not a great place to be. But, you know, you have to take into consideration as well where, you know, we've got a couple of games to go now for the end of the season. It's difficult mentally to kind of keep switched on, so it was important that we did do, and it's left the fans with leaving the stadium happy today.
You said there that you want to make this a difficult place for teams to come. How pleased have you been since that first kind of Livingston game with the record you have here?
No, well, I think it's important. I think, if you're going to get any success at all, you really need to do well at home. And it really is down to the players. The one thing, David Farrell said to me after, I said to him just before the final whistle, said to David Farrell, says, listen, I've had a right go there. And he says, the one thing you can't question is our character. You know, they've dug in every game and fought to the death, and no, I'm absolutely delighted for them.
And with Queen of the South drawn 2-2 with Alloa today, that moves you up into sixth. That must be pleasing. You mentioned beforehand wanting to finish the team one above you.
Well, listen, we're always trying to catch the team above. That was the objective, and it had to be that way. I didn't want to be disrespectful and come out with mad predictions. We're going to make playoffs, and until last week, we always secured our safety in this division. So we've got a lot of work today in the next couple of weeks to try and secure players and re-sign players, and yeah, there's a lot of big building job to do here.
And just finally, it's Dumbarton next week. What are you expecting there?
Like, same again. I think I went to see Dumbarton through the week against Queen of the South, and they won 4-2, I think it was. And there are a handful. They play a certain way. They're well organised. And I don't suspect it'll be any different to any other game in this division. Extremely hard.
Sorry, just one last final point. Jason Naismith made his comeback today. How were you pleased with his performance?
You look Lumbo. One more question before you go. But no, listen, he's... I'm delighted for him. His calf started to seize up with 20 minutes to go, but it showed his character. He's still trying to overlap in the last 5 minutes, and I was going to lose my voice trying to shout him, say, just sit in and defend. And he obviously was up against a tricky customer when we Paul come on for Morton, and you know, he coped very well. So no, I'm delighted. It's great to see him back, because it's been a hard shift, and I've been injured myself, where, you know, you look at 6-7 months on the sidelines, it's a difficult shift, and he deserves it, and I hope he enjoys his night tonight.
Alex, thank you.
Well, that was Alex Ray there, and guys, what did you make of the comments from the manager there?
It's a very good, he actually sounds a bit breathless, you know, and no wonder, it's been one of the games that takes his breath away. It's just funny, you know, he's a man with a lot of character, Alex Ray. He's got a booming personality, and he seems absolutely delighted there, but he's glad that St Mirren have caught Queen of the South, and now the aim is to catch Morton above them. I mean, when you think back on Boxing Day, you know, calling the game against Livingston back then, it was such a miserable cold night just after Christmas, and you would have thought St Mirren didn't have a hope, and look at where they are now. What a transformation under that man.
Yeah, well, I was presenting that day, so I had him in the studio before the game, you know, very optimistic, just in the job, you know, beat Alloa, this, that, very, very sound, very good sounding answers was given me, and everything just very positive. Fast forward to the end of that match, waiting in the tunnel to do the post-match interview with him, and he was just shell-shocked. He didn't really know what to say. Like, he was just totally shocked that it was that bad. But here and there, I mean, we can see him down touchline when he was speaking to James there. And Jerry, it's just, he was smiling, he looks delighted, but at the same time, it just looked content. He looked relieved. And I think he's really happy with the place that he's got them and the place where it looks like they're heading.
You know, as well, you know, he's got a plan, Alex Ray, and it'll be very interesting to see what he's doing in the summer. I know he spoke a few weeks ago that he's already looking to the summer, and I know he spoke to you, Lewis, in regards to that he's looking towards the summer, you know, to get the new format of the League Cup in the summer to look forward to, competitive games coming early in the season, and it'll be interesting to see what he does. In the pre-season, because, and they say, one good pre-season builds for a good season.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, in talking about Alex Ray, I mean, without going too much into the kind of previous management that was here before Alex Ray, I'm looking at a table here in front of me in the studio that's St Mirren were in 8th position after 16 games, had 12 points. Morton were up there in 4th, and they'd played one game more, but they had 24 points. Now, you look at the table now, with 3 games spare, and St Mirren are sitting just 1 point behind Morton in 6th place. And you have to say that's a great turnaround there, and you have to credit the players and also the influence that Alex Ray has had since he came into the club.
Absolutely incredible transformation, Lewis, under Alex Ray. Alex Ray was a type of player that was combative, got himself about, got a good few amount of goals down his time in England, a few screamers along the way. It's almost as if the players are starting to embody the spirit that he carries along with him. Speaking there about how they keep going to the last minute, and that's true. If they're losing games, it has been in the dying embers of a game, and there was a bit of worry for me today that St Mirren might, you know, surrender a position of 3 points from late in the game, and it was very, very good that they managed to keep going and get that third goal. As much as Alex Ray, if he had any hair on the left of his head, he'd have been pulling out the hair to just tell him to, you know, keep calm, keep collected, and see out the win. But they went up, got a third goal, and it was a terrific occasion. And St Mirren fans around the world, as we know through this project, the radio and the TV, there are many St Mirren fans around the world absolutely buzzing with delight and beating our closest rivals today.
Well, the reporter for the day, James Hunter, I believe, is still looking for a player to talk to at the moment, so hopefully we'll have some post-match analysis from one of the playing staff today. But speaking about the players, Alex Ray had mentioned in his interview there about the character, that he could not fault their character, and that is something that is definitely evident, and you can see that whenever they go a goal down, they're eager to come back, they're eager to get forward, and even when they're 2-1 up in a derby game, they want to go and get another goal, and they did that today, and you need to credit the players for that.
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying there about they were just seeing the game out, and it's still good. You know, any game really, to be honest, like, but more so in a derby, you know, if you're cruising a game and it's kind of just dying down, settling down, the fans are just quiet, they're just waiting for that whistle to give them something to cheer about right at the very end, right in the dying stages, just brings it straight back up. And I mean the celebrations at the end, if it'd been 2-1, would still have been fantastic, but that just made it the absolute cherry on top. That totally pushed it on even more. And just as you say, character, we heard Alex Ray say beforehand about how pleased he was by the application and everything, and that was just that, the players just totally mirrored that today. They were absolutely incredible. Like I say, couldn't really fault anyone.
And I think that something, and I'll ask what you guys' thoughts on this are, it does look as if the players are confident now. You know, you look at players like Shanklin, you know, he drives forward, he takes a shot on from long range. You look at the finishes by Gallagher and Mallon, you know, very cool, calm and collected finishes, and you look at those players and you think those players are playing with confidence, they're clearly enjoying their football and they've got a desire to win in every game.
Absolutely, the confidence, what you're saying there, I mean, you look at as what you said there at Shanklin, you know, the confidence of a young man that he is to, you know, drive at Gaspar Otto, open his body up and just side foot that you know, that ball into the top corner of the net. That takes an incredible amount of confidence to do that in a derby game where there is scrutiny from the stands, no matter who you support. Mallon, for me, has been the one that's really kicked on since know, Alex Race came in, he's the amount of games he's won here, you know, he was back against Alloa in February, he got the winner late in the day that secured the 3 points, our very first here in the season, and he's just continued that on, and there's, you know, we truly hope that he's still here next season, because he is a wonderful, wonderful talent, and St Mirren can really be doing with him.
Yeah, like you say, Dylan, talking about the confidence, it does, it takes so much self-belief to be able to go and finish shots like that. I think St Mirren played really, really well as a unit today, and I think that's just confidence breeding confidence. You know, some players are on the up and up, and they're bringing the other players up with them, they're raising them up with them. I don't even think that Morton played that badly today. Like I say, they were really, really tight in passing, you know, they kept the ball in play when they could. It was just in terms of the kind of final third and the final product that they couldn't find. But that's very, very encouraging for the season ahead. Like, is they, if, like Dalen says, they can keep a hold of the key players like Mallon and Shankland.
And you know, I can tell you as well, I mean, from being on the official St Mirren Twitter account this afternoon, that, you know, looking at some of the feedback and some of the tweets we've had in, several have been actually from Aberdeen fans who have been going on about the talents that Shankland possesses and saying that he's one of their brightest young prospects and a good goal scorer, and they're obviously looking on it and seeing what he's done at St Mirren and the goals he's scoring. And you know, it could be a fight, you might say, for St Mirren to keep him in the summer, but a great asset to have in your team.
Absolutely, it will be a massive fight to keep a hold of him. He's been a fantastic asset for St Mirren this season. You know, what he brings to the team in terms of goals is just extraordinary. You know, what he's seen today, it was, you know, an absolute wonder. Definitely, it's going to be a fight on their hands, St Mirren, but there's no reason with the ambitions this club has under Tony Fitzpatrick that they can't go out and try and keep his name here, keep him here, because as a player in development that he is, he can only grow and become a better player, and he just might be the type of player next season with a great team behind him that can drive St Mirren back into the Premiership next season, or the season beyond.
Yeah, you just need to hope that Aberdeen do really, really well in the transfer market. Find someone that can take his space up there, maybe with a wee bit more experience, who, and hope they're willing to send him back down here. They've seen his progression here, but yeah, just hope that Aberdeen are busy in the window.
You know, one benefit may be the fact that people are looking at St Mirren. They know that young players can develop here. You know, you look at players like Stephen Mallon, and even players like Kelly as well, who have, you know, come through the ranks, obviously, and done very well here. And then, you know, Shankland again, proving that St Mirren is a good place for young players. So that might be a benefit going forward in terms of bringing people in the summer.
Oh, it's a fantastic place to, if you're a youngster and going into football. For me, you know, being around this club for the last year now, I think personally, if you're a youngster, you know, you've got a chance to break through, and you know the likelihood of first team football is much higher here than it would be at the other, you know, the only two academies that are regarded as better than St Mirren in Scotland is only Celtic Rangers. So I believe, you know, St Mirren is a high prospect. If you're a youngster, you should come here, win your football, and you've got a chance of breaking into first team football. And then the phrase is, you know, can you make it? And it's at Mirren with the learning. Not everybody that comes here is perfect. You mould into as much as a good player as you do a person. And that's really the legacy that David Longwell has had here. And, you know, I think, you know, players, maybe young players, should maybe start to, you know, turn their heads away from Celtic Rangers and look at St Mirren, because, you know, you've got a better chance of making it. And I mean, it'll just be a spectacular thing going forward with their academy.
Yeah, it's one of the places, like, it's kind of, it's unfortunate in the sense that it's kind of in the shadow of Glasgow. It's so close to Glasgow, but it's a place where you don't just learn your trade, it's a place where you can ply your trade as well. And fair credit, so they're very much a place where it is a case of, if you're good enough, you're old enough.
And, you know, speaking, I mean, we're talking about the young players and it being a good place for youngsters to grow and develop. However, you know, you also look at the side of it that includes, you know, players like Jim Goodwin, Stephen Thompson, obviously leaving you know, in the summer, Thompson, you know, obviously said that he was going to retire. However, you know, I mean, we're speculating at the moment, of course, but do you think that Thompson's someone that they might want to turn his hand to coaching, perhaps? I know he's got the kind of job in the media, but coaching or some sort of role at St Mirren, do you think that'd be an option for him?
I think he's really enjoyed being around the team this season as a veteran head, but I think the main part of his retirement is the media career, and I think he really enjoys what he does on a Sunday with the BBC. I think he'd like to go into that more. You know, Thompson reads the game well. He's one of the few pundits in the game that actually, you know, you enjoy kind of listening to. And because of, you know, everything he's done with this club, I mean, don't get me wrong, I feel he will be still heavily connected with St Mirren in some capacity. I don't know so much about coaching. I just feel he's got his eyes set in the media career.
Yeah, I think he will obviously still be a massive part of the setup, a massive part of the club. He'll always be welcome through the doors, but I think he's probably, I mean, I could be completely wrong, I don't really know exactly what his plans are long term, but I think he'll probably take a break from the technical side of it, take a break from the pitch, get in the studio, and he just seems really, really keen to carry on with that, push on with that.
And you know, do you think that their experience, you know, will be a loss, or do you think that Alex Ray might be tempted to bring in perhaps some more experienced, just to kind of replace those members of the team that he's lost?
Yeah, I think he's big in the balance of that. You know, in January, brought in a good few experienced players. Of course, it's going to be a loss. You know, they're big. He's a big character in the changing room. He's club legend, and he is someone that the players probably do look up to. But as much as it be a loss, I don't think it will affect him in too much, just because they're moving towards a really, really good place, and they're savvy enough to make sure they get that balance of youth and experience.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like, you know, Alex wants to get that kind of blend, you know, by bringing in players like Rock Quinn, of course, in the, you know, in the January market, you know, players that have you know, been around in Scottish football, and players at Clarkson as well, and Irvine. Who else out of the team do you think that you'd like to see stay on at the club?
Well, I think Jason Naismith for one. I know he's only had a handful of games in the 20s through his injury, and he's one for me that I'd like to see stay. And I know he will, because he's, you know, he's got a debt to pay back to the club in his eyes. That he's been out injured and he wants to prove it. So that he's one that will stay. Keith Watson, I'd love him to stay. He's done so well, but he's fitting Naismith and Watson back into the team with each other. And then you've got Stevie Marlon. That's a big one. Shankland, you know, at the end of the day, he's not St Mirren's player, he's Aberdeen's, and that's going to be a good bit of negotiating to do to try and get him to stay back. Maybe Shankland will want to try his hand back up at Pittodrie, you know, to prove to his parent club that he can do it in the Premiership, and, you know, push with the Rangers coming up to the Premiership, and you know, Celtic will want to get another title. Aberdeen will want to, you know, make sure that they are in amongst that title party next season. So maybe Shankland will want to maybe test it, but again, this can happen in pre-season. Sometimes the first 6 weeks of pre-season is a big you know, indicator of where you are in a team, and if Shankland isn't getting played by Derek McInnes, who was here today probably watching Shankland, and he's seen that goal today. Probably not for the best news for St Mirren fans of that goal. That's the only thing that might have been about it, is Derek McInnes was here and he's seen that today, that he might want to try it. But if he's not in Derek McInnes's plans by mid-August to late August, St Mirren can maybe swoop in with another loan.
I seen a tweet after the Alloa game, and it was a guy who'd said, I'd push my mum into a puddle to keep Keith Watson at St Mirren. So that just shows you how highly rated he is with the fans and everything. So I'd agree with everything Dalen said, but for me especially, Watson would be a cracking player to still have in your team next season, especially with the way it seems to be opening up.
And, you know, you look at the performance, of course, of Jason Naismith today as well, and you'd think that it might give, you know, Alex Ray a bit of a selection headache.
Well, I've always kind of thought, you know, long-term, Andy Webster probably won't be here next season. I'm not saying that he will be or won't be here. For me, it's just speculating. For me, Webster, he's, you know, he's got an older head. He might want to you know, try somewhere else, or he might want to stay, I don't know. But for me, I always thought, you know, Watson can play in centre defence. The plan might have been, you know, put Watson in with Baird, and then put Naismith out on the right, and that's where it works. But it all depends on what happens in the summer, and Watson would be a big one, but he didn't get on today, whether it was through fitness issues, I'm not too sure, but he never got on today. But that's oh, sorry, he's not even on the bench. I thought he was on the bench, sorry. He's not in the team today, so probably just due to fitness. So it'll be interesting to see where Alex Ray fits him into his plans, if he is here next season, Keith Watson.
And it is, of course, Naismith we're waiting on at the moment. So James Hunter, our reporter, is still looking to kind of track him down. I think it's a bit of a long shower
it's
today.
It's hard to get the man of the match once he's you know, he's back. I'm sure he's having a, you know, a very long shower. Make sure his hair's fine for James. You know, these footballers are like these days, they're almost as vain as me with my hair.
And he's a player that's actually helped us out on St Mirren Radio as well, and you've commentated with him this season.
Absolutely, yep, he's been a fantastic addition to the, you know, the media team.
Loaned him out to us.
Yeah, it's the only thing he could do. He struggled at first with his crutches up the stairs here, but once you get in, he was pretty fantastic on co-commentary. I was just saying, the guy is a, you know, he's a big buddy, you know, he loves this club, and it broke his heart to be out injured, and the performance he put in today embodied the whole fact that he was so glad to be back, and he was excellent today. He didn't put a foot wrong, apart from kicking Paul McMullen after he nipped by him, but I think the St Mirren fans actually cheered that.
And you know, you're mentioning there, you know, when you were with him and he was on crutches, but you know, from then till now and seeing him back in the field, how much will getting on the field again today mean to him?
Oh, it will be absolutely massive for him. I think he's in that kind of group of players of Kenny McLean, John McGinn and himself, you know, Marlon too, you know, the absolutely fantastic players that has came through, you know, David Longwell's academy, now Alan McManus. They're almost like a little club, within themselves, you know, the type of excellent players that they are. You know, John McGinn had a wonderful moment today getting through in the Scottish Cup semi-final. They're all good friends, and you know, Naismith's had to watch his friends, Marlon today, absolutely, you know, take the season by the scruff of the neck. McGinn over in Hibs, you know, absolutely setting the world alight, and McLean up in Aberdeen. So it's just been fantastic for him to get back on the field today and show what he can do, because he's a top class player in the same bracket as those I've just mentioned.
And you know, that's something obviously we've already kind of touched on about the character shown in this team. Do you think that's something that is, you know, fostered from the spirit that they have from coming through the ranks and knowing each other?
Yeah, probably. Sorry, I just got a wee bit guard there from Dalen. Yeah, it's just, it goes back to that ethos, you know. They're so ingrained, the club's so ingrained in having a really, really good youth system. And it is a big deal, you know. It's where you kind of, it's where you learn, it's where you learn the game. Like, I don't think Gendy really forgets the players they first played with. It's a massive, massive thing. And you almost, for these guys, they would have grown up together. They didn't even just play football together, you know. They actually grew up together. Like, they went through exams together. They went through, like, learning how to drive, turning 18, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? They're just, it is actual kind of childhood friend-like, almost. So, definitely, I think that is a big thing to do with kind of team building and team spirit.
And, you know, another one of the that kind of group that you'd mentioned, Dalen, was, you know, of course, Marlon. So often we're talking about the wonderful free kicks he scores, and, you know, he's so talented from, you know, a set piece. However, you know, today, you know, he showed that he's also got a brilliant finish on him from, you know, general play as well, and it's all about his all-round game, really.
Yeah, you know, what you said there, all-round, for me, he's a bit of a throwback, you know, Stephen Marlon. You know, St Mirren play the 4-4-2, which is slowly creeping out of the game. I know Leicester have got such great success with it this season down in England. But in modern football, it's the 4-2-3-1, which is really taking on, and players like Marlon, they're technically gifted attacking midfielders, the number 10, shall we say, play behind the striker. They're usually encouraged to go into that position. Marlon, you know, he offers a bit more defensively. You know, he earlier on in the game today, I was in the second half, he threw himself into a challenge that he knew he was going to win, and he did. And that's maybe what you don't get from players such as down in the Premier League in England. You know, a Coutinho won't throw themselves into a challenge, and you know, the type of player that Marlon kind of is, that number 10, but he's got an all-round polishedness to his game. He's absolutely excellent defensively as well. A few times this season I've thought, you know, he could do a little bit better at keeping his head and his maturity, and he's done very well in the last few weeks to, you know, not get frustrated when, you know, times aren't great, because he knows his chance will come, and he got his goal today, and that's just a big one for him today.
Yeah, he's a young guy in a difficult season, so you can kind of almost not allow the frustration, but you know, that'll come with age and everything. Yeah, just to kind of reiterate what you said, as I said that at the goal, you know, we're so used to hearing him hailed as the dead ball specialist, but the composure he had to take the touch, he just looked up and he had all the time in the world, and he just knocked it in over the line, 3-1 full time, cracking. Like, it's just great to see that for him as well, kind of. And that'll be, as we say, an all-rounder, and he can now be kind of fully recognised as an all-rounder.
You know, and obviously it'll be down to the fans to vote and decide on their player of the year, but who stood out for you guys?
This season for me, Stephen Marlon is player of the year. You know, that he's absolutely guaranteed for me to be player of the year. Lauren Shankland, since probably around January, has just been a walking showreel for his goals. He's been excellent, but for me, I don't think there's any competition. Stephen Marlon is the player of the year for me.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And could you pick a goal of the season at all?
Goal of the season for me, I know today Shankland was an absolute wonder hit today, but for me, his goal at Livingston, it was that second goal, was the technique, the skill, it just left the keeper for dead. It was absolutely superb. Almost, I seen a tweet earlier for St Mirren Radio, somebody tweeted in that it was the Thierry Henry-like goal, and we've actually got some good news now. Jason Naismith is now with James Hunter.
So I'm joined now by Jason Naismith. Jason, talk us through that. You must be delighted to be back after so long out.
No, it was a weird couple of days. You know, the gaffer let me know on Friday that I had a 50-50 chance of playing, so you know, he was still mulling over the decision, but obviously you just have to prepare to play the game. It was like a kind of second debut kind of thing. I've been out that long, probably that's my first team game in 8 months, so I'm just delighted, you know, and to get the results even sweeter.
When did you find out today that you were going to be playing?
Just before kickoff. Gaffer names the team about it's quarter to two, so I just knew from then, and obviously you prepare then to play, but obviously being in the match day squad, you need to prepare anyway in case anybody gets a niggle or whatever, and you get hauled into the starting 11, so I was always ready.
I mean, you played 90 minutes on Tuesday for the under-20s. This is obviously a different level, so it can never be easy, but does a game like a derby, kind of the adrenaline kind of carry you through a bit?
It did up to 20 minutes to go, you know, I felt my calf start to go. Obviously I wasn't even meant to play 90 on Tuesday, and it ended up, you know, conspiring that I played 90 then. And then obviously my legs are a bit weary coming into this game, but I was never going to say no to the opportunity to play, you know, and obviously, you know, the adrenaline got me through it as well, but it was a tough shift out there, but I'm just glad to get 90 minutes again under my belt and get a bit of confidence.
How was it to win that game today? How much did derby wins mean?
Oh, it's brilliant, you know, especially for me, you know, I've not had that feeling in 8 months at any level. To come back into a derby game and win 3-1 in front of the Morton fans, whatever, celebrating, that was a feeling that stayed with me for a while.
You almost a wee bit frustrated now that you've made your 90 minute comeback and you've only got two games of the season left. You must be ready to go.
Aye, obviously, but you know, the injury happened, it was a case of, you know, I think we were edging towards trying to get back for the Rangers game, and then I've had another injury on top of that, so you know, to get back the time I have and to get 90 minutes a day was really overachieving, really, so I know I'm delighted.
So you must be looking forward to pre-season and then going into the new season fresh?
I'll work throughout May and June, you know, where I'm going to Thailand for 2 weeks or whatever, so I'll enjoy that and just come back hopefully flying, getting the gaffer's plans for next season.
Jason, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Well, that was Jason Naismith there, and with his thoughts on the game. Off to Thailand for a summer. I think it's well deserved. I wouldn't mind that myself. But that was him there, and to Dalen and Clay as well, thank you very much today, guys, for your commentary today.
Thanks very much, Lewis. It's been a pleasure commentating on this game today. It was absolutely a fantastic game.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Well, I'll let you guys get home now and get your dinner, but I'm sure a lot of buddies will be going home very happy today. It was St Mirren 3, Morton 1.